Thank you for listening to the audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. I'm J. Paul Fredenmaker, the author. And if you are in major gift fundraising or thinking about getting started, I'm excited for you and pulling for you. I also know it can feel overwhelming. Questions immediately arise like, where do you get started? Who do you call? How do you ask for a large gift? Well, my hope and intent is that these readings and reflections are a good starting point in your exit strategy from confusion in major gift fundraising. Stay tuned at the end for more ways to get support and help in your amazing work. This reading will post to the Breakthrough blog on April 13th, 2024, and is titled, Keeping It Real. You got questions? Ask away. Carol Burnett was a guest recently on one of my favorite podcasts, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Conan was talking about how much he loved the question and answer time Carol conducted before every live show. How did that come about? He asked. Carol explained that one of her producers came to her with the idea, and she was initially terrified. My producer suggested planting a few people in the audience, yet the more I thought about it, the more I realized we needed to keep it real. Carol then recalled an interaction with a young boy who came to her show. How old are you? She asked. 9, he responded. And you know who I am? He didn't miss a beat. Surprisingly, yes, he said. Those unscripted real-time interactions between Carol and her audience set the stage for memorable, genuine moments that resonated deeply with viewers. She didn't shy away from the unexpected. Instead, she embraced it. Understanding that authenticity often lies in the unplanned and the real. This approach, though seemingly simple, carries a profound lesson for us as major gift fundraisers. We must have meaningful engagements with donors and prospects. Much like Carol's live Q&A sessions, the field of major gift fundraising thrives on genuine open dialogue. The readiness to engage in real conversations reminds donors and prospects that their thoughts, concerns, and curiosities are valued. It builds trust between you and the folks you are interacting with. MIT's Media Lab provides valuable research on building trust and fostering engagement. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. In these unscripted moments, the true essence of a person's willingness to support a cause comes to light. Embracing this level of openness requires a deep understanding of your cause and builds confidence to navigate any question that comes your way. It requires you to be ready with thoughtful, genuine responses. Are they asking a question you did not anticipate? Excellent. Now is the time to explore the question together, fostering a sense of partnership and shared discovery. Remaining open to the unexpected is where true engagement lies. Do you know your donors and prospects well enough to anticipate their questions? The STOR assessment, strength of relationship, is a great tool to help this, underlining the importance of relationship strength and readiness before making a stretch ask. I'll also put a link to the STOR assessment in the show notes. Ultimately, much like Carol Burnett's approach, transform the live sketch TV show format into an experience of genuine connection, major gift fundraisers have the opportunity to transform the fundraising landscape. By welcoming the unexpected and engaging deeply with donors and prospects' inquiries, we not only honor the individuality of each person, we also lay the groundwork for meaningful, lasting relationships that go beyond financial contributions. Thanks again for listening to this audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. Follow me on LinkedIn for daily pro tips on major gift fundraising, and sign up for my newsletter to have content like you heard today, both audio and written, delivered directly to your email each week. You can also engage with my teaching and coaching online at your own pace. That's the online Catalyst course for $500. If you feel you need additional live coaching, I'm glad to work with you, and all my prices are listed clearly on my website. I look forward to hearing about your good work. Finally, I'll send you off with a word from the late author, Henry Nouwen. He says this: "What is important is how well we love. God will make our love fruitful, whether we see that fruitfulness or not." All right. Thanks, everyone, and see you next time.